הגוף, תהיה עבודת כחובים. וקיום מקצס וביטול מקצס עבודת כחובים. In other words, if he's just saying, where is the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? If this Novi Shadiach, if he receives skilo, or if he receives chenik, the machlokes is, where is oike the guf of Avonis Kechavim, that means that the Novi says he has on the roof of Hashem that there's no iser at all of worshipping Avodah Zarah, or else, kiya mixas or bitl mixas, that he says, no, some part of the Aveir is muta and some part is delasa. But only by Avodas Kechavim. Here is the machlokes, whether the Novi is oiker the whole Indian of Avodah Zarah, or if he's only oiker, he only permits part of the Avodah Zarah, that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's bechenek. According to Rabban, it's beskilo. The Rachmanim, because the pasuk says min haderech, and we darshin afilu mixas haderech, and this pasuk is talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah. Abel oiker haguf tisha mitzvahs. But let's say a Novi HaSheker that comes along and tells people you're allowed to do other Averis, he says over in the name of Hashem, that you're allowed to do other Averis, Tivrihako B'chenik. Here even the Rabbanan agree that you only Chayiv Chenik and not Skila. Because here the Pasuk, because the Lima that he learns out, Skila only applies to Avodah Zarah, not to Shamitzis. Now, V'kiya Mixas, or Bito Mixas, to V'shamitzis, let's say this Navi Asheka comes and says over in the Nevuah from Hashem that other Averis, only half of it is Mutter, and half of it he agrees is Delasa. In such a case, the Rihako Pota, everybody agrees that his Pota is not Chayiv Misa. The Rashi says, because the Hosom by Shar Averis, Dova Ksiv, Dova Sholom, V'loi Chati Dover, not Ichati Dover. So therefore, the Machlokes is only by the Chet of Avodah Zarah. There, the Rabbanan say is Chayiv Skila. But by the chet of Shara Averis, they both agree that if the Novi is oiker the whole mitzvah, he's chayiv chenik, and if he's only oiker a mixas of the Avera, that his potter is not chayiv mis at all. This is the way Rav Chisda learns the machlokes. And this the Gemara asks, Moser Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the question. The pasuk says, Lo leches, and we dash in zu mitzvah sasei. That means there's a price that Rashi brings down in Sifri, and the Parshas Novi Yamadiach, a Novi that teaches people to do wrong, to Siv Bo Hadocho, Lo Adiach Acho Min Aderech Asher Tziv Chashem Akecho, Lechaz Bo, and it says Lechaz Bo, and we dash in the Mitzvah Sasei. There's an extra Pasuk here, Rashi says, the Mashma Lacha is Lo Mashma Zoro. That they're telling you not to do a Mitzvah Sasei. And then the Pasuk says, Bo, Zu Mitzvah Lo Sasei. That's what the Pasuk says. Now the question is, if you want to tell me that the machlokes is only by the chet of Avodah Zarah, the pasuk is talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah, here we say the Novi Amadich is Chayiv Skila. Essay the Avodah Kechovim Echim Ishkachas Lo. Like, where is the mitzvah essay that applies to Avodah Zarah that this Novi Ashek is being accurate? There's no mitzvah essay, there's only lois essays. Samar says, no, that's not a kasha. Tirgamor Rav Chizda of Chizda explains this pasuk, then he taught them that there's a mitzvah sesei to go and break down and destroy all the idols, all the avodah zarahs. So if the Navi Asheka comes and teaches people that there's no mitzvah sesei of when he taught them to break it down, that's the case that also is chayiv misa. And then what chayiv misa is it? That's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That according to Rabbanan is chayiv skila, and according to Rabbi Shimon is only chayiv chenik. Kids, so this is the way Rav Chizda learned the machlokes. However, now the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nuna says no. Machlokes, where's the machlokes of Shimon? The Rabbanin, be'oikir haguf, where the Novi is coming to tell people there's no Avera at all. He's oikir, he uproots the whole guf, the whole main Avera. Bein be'avoyis kechovim, bein b'sham mitzvahs, whether it applies to the chet of Avodah Zarah, whether it applies to sham mitzvahs, he's being oiker the whole mitzvah. In such a case as the machlokes, what type of the mitzvah is he chayiv, even by shar mitzvahs? That according to the Rabbanan, he's still chayiv skila. But v'kiya mixas or bitul mixas avodas kechavim, and here he agrees, they only argue in avodas zara in the case where he's oiker mixas and kiya mitzvahs. Now the case where the Novi is not oiker the whole mitzvah completely. He agrees there's something to do with the Avera. He's only being not a part of it. In this case, when you chayiv misa only by Avodah Zarah. Vashenke by sham mitzvahs, he would agree that you're not chayiv misa. This much of Rav Nun agrees to Rav Chizda.
Why? The Rachmanim, the Torah says, Min haderech afilu mixas haderech. That's the Widashna afilu mixas haderech, even part of the chet. If the Navi Hashek is oikav Yitzchayiv Misa, that's only by the chet of Avodah Zarah, but not the chet of Sharaveris. Avokia mixas of bitul mitzvahs, the Shar mitzvahs, but in case a Navi comes and says Sheker, he says part of the mitzvah is mut and part is not, the Viyakl, everybody holds, Potter. In such a case, the Navi is Potter. He's not Chayiv Misa. So Kitzadikim Machlokes says, if a Navi uproots all the mitzvahs, what type of a mitzvah is he chayv? If he uproots the whole mitzvah, then according to Rav Nuna, according to Rabbanon, the Navi is chayv skilo. According to Rav Chisda, by Shah mitzvahs, everybody agrees, you only chayv chenek and not skilo. That's from Achlekes in Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna. Tana Rabbanon, word like this. Hamisnabe lake dove minateru.
If a Navi comes and says over Nevi'is, like to be yoke dove minateru, he says he heard from Hashem that this mitzvah doesn't exist. So Locher is Chayiv, he's Chayiv Mitzvah. What's going to be Lekayim Mixus, Levato Mixus? Let's say he says half of the mitzvah yes and half of the mitzvah no. So Rabbi Shimon says he's Potter for Mitzvah. That's what this price says. The Shalom, what does Rabbanin hold? It doesn't say. The Gemara will soon say Avada Rabbanin also agree that he's Potter for Mitzvah. But of Avodas Kechovim, what about by the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah? Afilu Oimer Hayom Yevdu. Even if the Navi just says today, you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That's called Mixas. Olamocha Bitlu, but tomorrow not allowed to worship anymore. So Divri Hakol Chayiv, here everybody holds a Chayiv. That's what the Brisa says. As by Avodah Zarah, we say even the Mixas of the mitzvah, the Navi is Chayiv Misa. But by Shar Mitzvahs, he's only chayiv b'zoiker a whole mitzvah, and not a half of a mitzvah. Now, what's shown this price? So Mora says, Abaye savolok Rav Chisda, Abaye holds like Rav Chisda, like we had before, that he learns that where's the machlekes, where did the Chom say you get skila? Only so Rav Chisda before said, by avodah zarah, whether the Novi is oiker the whole mitzvah, or whether he's oiker a mixas ha mitzvah, still that's the machlekes, that the Chom say you receive skila, and if Shimon holds, you receive chenik. So Abaye holds like Rav Chisda, and therefore Matarot's look Rav Chisda, he'll answer this price according to Rav Chisda. Whereas Rav is Sovolok Rav Hamnuna, Rav holds like Rav Hamnuna, or Matarot's look Rav Hamnuna, he'll answer according to Rav Hamnuna. What does that mean? Abaye Sovolok Rav Chisda, Abaye holds like Rav Chisda, or Matarot's look Rav Chisda, he'll answer like Rav Chisda. The price means like this. Hamisna belake dove min haTorah. If a Novi comes to say Nevius, to be oikra dove min haTorah, divrei hakol b'chenik. Everybody holds you chayiv chenik. When is this talking about? By Shar mitzvahs. Lekayim mixus levata mixos, Reb Shimon poiter. By other mitzvahs, if the Novi only comes to uproot half of the mitzvah, so Reb Shimon says you poter from Isa, and of course, who are din the Rabbanin? According to Rabbanin also, you poter from Isa. By Shar mitzvahs, a mixas ha mitzvah, you're not chayiv misa. Ubavoides kechovim, but by avoides zoro, afilu amr hayom evdu. Even if the Navi just says today, you're allowed to worship avoides zoro. But ulamocha betlu, tomorrow he says no, you can't. That's called the mixas of avoides zoro. Chayiv, you chayiv misa. What's the chayiv misa? It's told in the machlokes. Marked yisle, marked yisle. That according to Reb Shimon, you'll only receive chenik. But according to Rabbanin, you would receive skila. Even by mixas avodah zarah, also the Rabbanin say chayila. That's the way Abaye learns pshat his brisa, according to Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara says, Rava though, savalok Rav Hamnuna. Rava holds like Rav Hamnuna. Or metarots like Rav Hamnuna, he enters according to Rav Hamnuna. And it says like this, Hamisna belaka dovim in haTorah. If you say nevius, to be yoker dovim in haTorah, bein b'yavos kechovim, bein b'shar mitzvahs. It doesn't make a difference. If you're uprooting the whole mitzvah, whether it's avodah zarah or shar mitzvahs, you chayiv misa. What is the chayiv misa? Marked yisle, marked yisle. Each one holds what he holds, what you chayiv misa. That's what Rabbi Nuna's pshat, that if you're yoker the whole mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah of avodah zarah or the mitzvah of shar mitzvahs, where a chum hold, you receive skila, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you only receive chenik. So that's the machlokes, whether it's avoid the Zohar or Shah Mitzvahs, mark the Yisle, you mark the Yisle. What's going to be though, Lekayim Mitzvahs, Levata Mitzvahs?
If the Navi is only saying half of the Aveira you could do, but not the whole Aveira, so it depends. B'sham mitzvahs from Shimon Poitav Adin Rabbanin. By other mitzvahs, not by Avodah Zarah, everybody holds your potter from Misa. Or by Avodah Kechavim, but by Avodah Zarah. Even if the Navi just says, today you can worship Avodah Zarah. But tomorrow you cannot. Chayiv. Yechayiv Misa. What Chayiv Misa is there? Makad Yisleh, Makad Yisleh. According to Rabbanan, Yechayiv Skila. According to Mishimin, Yechayiv Chenik. So Rava learns this price, so comes out good according to Rav Hamnuna. Because that's what Rava holds.
Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ba'akrel in all cases, Im Yoyim Lecho Novi, if the Novi tells you, Avor Al Divrei Torah, you can be over Dindir Aisa. Shamala, you'll have to listen to him. In the case Rashi says, well, the Novi is a Mukhsik, he's Mukhsik to be a Novi Emes, so could be it's a Roy Shur, it's something special, you'll have to listen to him. Chutz mi Avros Kechovim, excluding Avros Kechovim. Sha'afilu Maim Lecho Chama B'yem Tzarekiya, even if the Navi brings an ice, brings a sign that he can hold up the Cham of the sun in the middle of the Rekiah, still the Lacher is out Hishmala, you cannot listen to him. Like there'll never be a case that Kodesh Baruch Hu will let you be able to avoid the Zohar even for Rosh Hashanah. Tani learned like this, Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoimer, Hegiya Terah L'Soiv Daita Shel Avros Kechavim. The Terah went down to understand the Yetzarah for Avoy Dezarah. L'Fikach, therefore, Nitnu Terah Memshalabah. The Terah gave the right, the power for it to rule. Which means to say, Sha'afilu Maim L'Chocham B'Yem Tzarekiyah, even if this Navi Sheker will come and bring you a proof, he'll bring you a sign that he could hold up the Chama B'Yem Tzarekiyah, still, the locher is al tishmula. You're not allowed to listen to him. Tanya would learn like this. Amar Rabbi Kiva, no chas v'sholom. Shakadosh Baruch Hu ma'imid chama li'ovir ritzoinoi. Avad Hakadosh Baruch Hu would not make such a nest, such a noise that the ovir ritzoinoi should hold back the sun. Elo, the case like this. Kagoyin Chananya ben Ozer. Shemitchilos a novi yemes. At first, he was a good novi. He was a novi yemes, and that time he brought a noise. And then later, Lubsayf, Novi Sheker. Then it became a Novi Sheker, told him to be able to avoid the Zara. Still, in such a case, not allowed to listen to him. But, you know, even though he once brought a nice, so what? Lamaisef, now the Novi is telling you to be able to avoid the Zara, you have no right to listen to him. The more and Zof now, the Zememe Bas Koyen, Minar Nemili, how do we know this? The Redim Zememim, that wanted to make the Bas Koyen Chai Sreifa, how do we know that they only receive Chenik and not Sreifa? Om Ravacha, Bered, Ravika, the Tani learn like this. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Ma Talmudam Yvesisim, Loi Kasha Zomim Lassus Liyochiv. Why does the Pesach Beit Zomimim say, Kasha Zomim Lassus Liyochiv to his brother? It means to say, Lefisha Kolham, Zumon, Lefisha Kolham, Zumimim, Shebatoro, Zumimayim, Ubalayim, Kiyotzebim. Usually every case you want it to be in Chai of their Misa, they're both Chai of the same Misa. Like Beishis Ish, by Bas Koyen, the loch is by Naram Rosso, the loch is both the man and the lady have the same Misa. Mashen Kain, Bas Koyen, by a Bas Koyen, he besreifa, only she, the lady, the Bas Koyen, she receives the Misa Sreifa. But Vien Boila besreifa, the Boila does not receive Sreifa. To sell Zemimim any Yodeya, so I do not know which Misa she would give the Eden Zemimim now. Im loy huksha, im lo huksha. Does the terrorist say to give the misa he wanted to give him, the man, or the misa he wanted to give her? So therefore, kishuaymu, when the pasuk says, lachos liochiv, so we dashen liochiv lo lachosai. That if there's a choice, if there's two different misas, then we always give the Adim Zemimim the misa they wanted to give the brother, the man, and not the misa they wanted to give the isha. So that's the chiddush in the case of Bas Koyin, where she receives Sreifa, not the Boyla, the Adim Zemimim received the Misa of the Boyle and not of the Isha. So that's Pshat. Now Mishnah, that's why Zemimim of Bas Koyin, they only receive Chedik. Hadron Alecho Elohei Manech Nakim.
Yot Tadav Tzadik Omer Aleph Perek HaChilik. The Mishnah starts off, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Yolam Habo. Every single Jew has at least a portion in Olam Habo. Shenema, because the Pesach says, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim Yolam Yeshu Oretz. V'yamech means the Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am, is called Kulam Tzadikim, we're all considered Tzadikim, and Li'erlam Yishu Oretz, they will always inherit Oretz, which here means Eretz HaChayim, which means Erlam Abo. And the pasuk ends off, Neitzer Matoi, Matoi, Maisa Yodai L'Hispoer. That Neitzer Matoi means the branch of my plantings, Maisa Yodai, the works of my hands, L'Hispoer, that I may be glorified. Now the pshat from this parak is that after we just learned the Masechta about all the different people that are chayiv misa, the dalad misa's bezdin, so the Mishnah is teaching us even though a person could be a rasha and do an avera that he's chayiv misa for, but still he's still called a tzaddik that he has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Like we'll see later on in the Mishnah, as long as he does not go against the emuna, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could still have a chilek in Olam Habo. Now exactly what does Olam Habo mean here in the Mishnah? It's that's a machlekes. The Batanura, the Rav, the Rav learns in the Mishnayis that it means here Olam Habo, that's the chiyas of La'achar Tchiyas HaMeisim. Even after the Mashiach will come, then there'll be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, that then they'll stand up and they'll live a Chayim Nitzchem, they'll live forever with the body, with the guf. That's called Olam Habo. However, the Rambam learns now that Olam Habo here in the Mishnah means right now after people die, then the Shamas go upstairs and it stays there in the Olam Habo. That's the Mokum they stay now until the Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Mishnah means that a portion in Olam Habo, it means right after the Misa, then the Shama goes up to Olam Habo. Now in the pasuk says Neitzer Matoi, some of us know that goes on Eretz HaChayim, that goes on Olam Habo itself, which that considered the Neitzer, that's called the Neitzer Matoi v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says Vayita Elokim Gan Boedin. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, but v'Einu, there are some people Shein Lehem Chelik L'Olam Habo, they do not have a portion, even a Chelik in Olam Habo. In other words, the first part of the Mishnah says the Chelik means, of course, there are tzaddikim that have a bigger portion, there are rishonim that have less of a portion, but everybody has at least a portion in Olam Habo. Excluding now what the Mishnah says now, but v'yelu, there are some, she'en lehem even a chelik, they have not even a small portion in Olam Habo. Who are these people? Ho'imer, somebody says, ein tchiyas ha'meisim in HaTorah. That means the Raisa, there's no parsha of tchiyas ha'meisim, the dead people will not come alive again. That's called Yob. Kofer in Amunah LaKadosh Baruch Hu, so for that is Ein Lo Chelik L'Olam Habo. And Rashi explains what the Mishnah means is SheKofer B'Midrashim, his Kofer denies the way we dash in the Torah, the dashing of the Gemara, like the Gemara bring down a lot of drushes, how really the Torah itself it says the Indian of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Pshat is here, V'afilu Yehi Moide, even if this person would admit or mind and believe that there will be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, just he holds that there's no remez, there's no place in the Torah that it says it, he's also called a kofer. Because if it does not say in the Torah, how do you know it then? Rashi says, V'chi meichinu yada shekeinu, hilkach kofer gomru. He's considered a complete kofer, a person that denies in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's ein lo chelik L'Olam Habo. Then the Mishnah says also, V'yein Torah min HaShemayim. If somebody also says that Torah was not given min HaShemayim, he also is a kofer in Amuna, and therefore saying the chelik l'olam habo. And the apikoros, a person that's an apikoros, the Gemara will explain this bariches, when pshat is a person that's mevaza tamid chachamim, he makes fun of a talmud chacham, that's called an apikoros. So he's also ein lo chelik l'olam habo. Rabbi Akiva says, af hakora bisvor machitzonim, people that read the books that have outside knowledge, hachitzonim, outside knowledge, and we'll see in the Gemara that means sifrei minim, sworn to talk about apikursis, that denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if you read these books, it means you believe like that, for that you ain't lochel l'olam habo. V'haloiche shal hamake, if somebody has a wound, and he says words over that wound, the Yomri says like this, he says the pasuk of Kol ha-machlo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosem olecho ki ani asher mefecho, In other words, this person is like saying psukim, but he means a b'teras kishuf. He means a b'teras, a type of a kishuf magician. He means to heal it. So for that also, that's called his leicha shalamaki. He says kishuf on the wound. That's what can heal it. And even though he's saying a pasuk, he's saying Hashem's name, but there's a cloud. The Gemara says, "Shein maskirin shem shemayim al rekika." You're not allowed to do this. We'll see this in the Gemara. Abishol says, "Af ha'hoige es Hashem b'yesi Yosef." If somebody speaks out and reads Hashem's name, for that also saying the chel gelam abo, he reads it the way it's written. Like we know, we do not read the yud kei vav kei. We always say Adoy. But if somebody would read it the way it says, the yud kei vav kei, for that he would be aim le chel gelam abo. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Shloisha Malachim, there were three kings, Malchi Yisrael, V'yabo Hejaitis, and four people, Pshutim, they were not kings, that Ein Lehem Chilat Olam Habo, that throughout Nach we see that these people do not have Olam Habo. Malachim, who are the three Malachim? That's Yerovam, Achov, and Menashe. And the Gemara will explain by Riches what they did wrong, that these three kings were Kofer, they were Chson, and their Munin Hashem, and their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ein Lehem Chilat Olam Habo. Rabbi Yudah says, no, Menashe, yesh lo chelik le'olam habo. Menashe does have a portion in olam habo. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, vayispal le'olav, vayeyos eloi, vayishmat chinosoi, vayeshiveyu Yerushalayim l'malchusoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, he davened to Hashem like he did tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted him, and he brought him back to Yerushalayim. So that does mean that he'll have a chelik le'olam habo. Omru Lord, the Chum say back to Rabbi Yudah, no, L'malchuso Yeshivai, they brought him back to his kingdom, but for Lord L'chayu Lom Habo Yeshivai, but they did not return him back to Elom Habo. Like we see in the Gemara, because his tshuva was not a tshuva shleimo, he only did it because he was afraid, so therefore he was not zeicher to go to Elom Habo. Now the Mishnah says, Abo Hejaitis, who are the four Hejaitis, the four normal people, that also do not have a chilek olam habo? That's Bilam, v'doyeg, v'yachisoyfel, v'geichazi. Then the Gemara will talk by Riches about these four, but I call upon them from Bilam, even though Bilam was a goy. So here we see that there are chassidi yumus olam that will receive a portion in olam habo. And here the chiddush is, even though Bilam was at the beginning from the chassidi yumus olam, still he did bad and became a kofer, and therefore he has ainu chelek l'olam habo. The same thing, Doeg also, Doeg spoke Lashon Hara to Sheol about David, and he caused that he should kill out this Iri Noiv, Irakanim. And Achisoifel also gave bad advice to Abishalom to go against his father, and Geichaz also, Gemara says, he was Mevazah Tamil Chachomim. Therefore these people do not have a chelek l'olam habo. Now the Gemara says, the whole kach lomo, like how come the person deserves such a big punishment? Just the fact that he says ain loy, just the fact that he says that ain chiyas amesim in a Torah, for that he deserves not to have a chilek no lom habo. So Marin says yes. Tono, we learned like this. Who kofa bet chiyas amesim? This person denies the fact that there will be a chiyas amesim. Therefore, lefikach lo yil or chilek bet chiyas amesim. He will have no portion at all in Tchias Mesim. In other words, he will not have to do with Olam Habo. Olam Habo has to do with after a person dies, there will still be something going on, you still continue. You don't just die. The Neshama lives on and there will be a Tchias Mesim. So if you deny it, you will not be zeich to have anything after your Misa. Why? Because the klal is, Shekol Midoisam Shalakorish Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays back a person the same way you act. That's the way Hashem pays you back. That's called Mida Keneged Mida. How do we know this from? The Yomar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin, how do I know? Shekol Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida. How do I know this? That all the Midas of Hashem is considered Mida Keneged Mida. Shinyama the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Elisha. Elisha the Navi said, Shimu Devar Hashem, listen to the words of Hashem, that case mocha tomorrow, saw soilus b'shekel. There'll be a lot of wheat. That there'll be so much wheat that a saw, that's a measurement of flour, will only cost a shekel. V'sosayim and two saws, the sarim of barley, b'shekel, only cost a shekel. B'shah shemrim, in the big gate, in the big marketplace of shemrim. Huxiv says right away that v'yan asholish asher melech lishan al yodoi, that the third person the king was leaning on, as Ishel, he answered back to Ishel Kim, for Yom, he said like this, Hinei Hashem, Oysa Rubis Bashamayim, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make windows in the Shemayim, Hayia Dov Razek, if something like this happened, could there really be so much wheat and so much barley? For Yom, so the Malach Lekim answered back,
Zadhin Choroya B'yenecho Mishom Loisoichel, that you'll only be able to see it with your eyes, but you will not be able to eat it. This is the midah connecting midah. You will not be zeicher to eat the food. And then the Gemara says, "Uchsev." The post against off the end.